confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's been a while, but we are here. Did she get better or did she get worse in the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? We're about to find out. Did you keep up with current events while you're on vacation?
Really, no.
Uh-oh.
Not much.
Uh-oh. All right, well, let's see how you do against the formidable opponent, Jemena. Good morning, Jemena.
Good morning.
Welcome to Are You Smarter Than Katie, brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many Katie gets right. Here we go. Katie has left the studio. Question one. There is still a ripple effect happening from the global IT outage. More flights are still canceled, adding to over 2,000 already canceled flights. In addition to the 9 million Windows devices and 911 call centers, they were affected as well. What does IT stand for?
Oh my gosh. Something technician, dang it, I don't know.
Alrighty, question two. Bella Hadid is thinking about suing Adidas after they canceled her campaign she did that was inspired by the 1972 Munich Olympics. The controversy was not acknowledging the Palestinian terrorist massacring Olympians from what country?
From Palestine, right?
They were Palestinian terrorists.
Oh, from Israel?
Okay. Question three. Disneyland unions have decided to approve a strike. The departments that could strike are the ride operators, merchandise clerks, and the candy makers. No word on when or even if the strike will happen as negotiations are still ongoing. Name three of the eight lands of Disneyland.
Three of the eight lands?
Huh?
You mean like, I don't know what you mean by that, like California Adventure?
Nope. Disneyland's divided up into eight lands. Name three of them.
Like the Fantasy Land, I think, and then there's the,
All right, 3 seconds. Three.
I don't know.
Alrighty. Question four. Weird Al released his first new song since 2018, and it did shockingly well on Spotify. It's another polka medley of modern pop songs, something he's done his entire career. And his new one has Shake It Off, Vampire, and even WAP, which has caused WAP to trend again on Twitter. Which musical group is the accordion part of?
I don't know.
All right. And question five. Big news from the weekend was that President Joe Biden is stepping out of the presidential race. He endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, and much to the shock of media, Democrats seem to have their full support behind her without a fight. She raised $50 million in 9 hours, but if she raised $50 million in 4 hours, how much would that have been per hour?
$50 million in 4 hours.
How much would it be per hour if she raised $50 million per
12.5 million?
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Jemena, it sounds like we're going through a lot today. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, those were some really hard questions.
Yeah.
They were okay.
Kevin says they were just okay. All right. Jemena, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie's, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. We are still in a ripple effect from that crazy global IT outage.
Yeah.
That was nuts. More flights are still canceled today, adding to over 2,000 canceled flights.
And do we know what caused it?
It's hard. Kevin, do you know?
Mm-mm.
No,
okay.
It wasn't a terrorist attack.
Okay, that's what I know
that. It was like just like a glitch or something like that.
Little boy.
Yeah, 9 million Windows devices were affected, including Starbucks.
Oh.
Yeah. What does IT stand for?
Information technology.
Uh-oh. Wow. Yeah. Information technologies. Question two. Bella Hadid is thinking about suing Adidas after they canceled her campaign that she did that was inspired by the 1972 Munich Olympics. And the reason why was there's controversy because they did not acknowledge the Palestinian terrorists massacring Olympians from what country during those Olympics?
France.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so how was... So she, this is a modeling campaign mm-hmm. with Adidas,
mm-hmm.
and she wants the massacre of Olympians to be somehow represented in this advertising campaign for Adidas?
I believe that she is suing because Adidas canceled it.
I understand that, but like...
And Adidas canceled it because of all the people that were mad that they did it.
Right. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that people are understanding what advertising campaigns are.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe that just wasn't a good idea to pick those Olympics.
Perhaps. I agree. I mean,
to
listen,
model shoes after.
Sure.
The answer was Israel.
Oh.
Question
right. okay.
three. Disneyland unions have decided overwhelmingly to approve a strike. The departments that could strike are the ride operators, the merchandise clerks, and the candy makers. No word on when or even if the strike will happen, but it is approved. Negotiations are still ongoing. Name three of the eight lands of Disneyland.
Okay. Adventureland, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland.
There you go.
New Orleans Square. Galaxy's Edge. Toontown.
Okay. Question four. Weird Al released his first new song since 2018, and it did shockingly well on Spotify. And it's causing a trend for one of the songs to trend again. I mean, that's what I meant to say. It's in the polka medley of modern songs, something he's done his whole career. And some of the songs are Shake It Off, Vampire, but WAP by Cardi B is in there.
So funny.
And out of nowhere, WAP by Cardi B is trending again.
Great.
Which musical group is the accordion in? 3 seconds.
It's
three.
Not air, but it's
two.
Wind.
Yeah. It's a member of the Wind group. The old squeeze box, as Katie calls it.
I don't.
From her days on the sea. And question five, of course, the big news over the weekend was that President Joe Biden is stepping out of the presidential race. He endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, and it's probably going to be her, because much of the shock of media, Democrats aren't fighting. They all are pretty much coalescing right behind her. She raised $50 million from small dollar donations in about 9 hours.
Wow, from small dollar?
Yeah, all
wow.
small dollar. However, if she raised $50 million in 4 hours... How much would that be per hour?
Okay, so she did $50 million in 9 hours?
Forget about that. She
don't
did $50
do
million dollars in... If she did 50 in four, how much would that be per hour?
20-something.
$12.5 million.
Oh, man. I am at a disadvantage because I can't do... I can't, like... write the math out because I have a broken right hand.
When has writing it helped
okay.
you?
Kevin?
What? It's true.
We were all thinking it. You didn't need to say it. All right, Jimena.
I am injured. Yes.
Are you there? Are you okay?
I'm here.
All right, good. Final
oh
score.
God.
Jimena, you got two. Katie got three.
Oh, thank God.
Katie wins.
Shut up.
Katie wins. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot, playing for $80 tomorrow. Jimena, what is it, though, that you want to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Katie today.
Not today.
But thank you for calling, and I hope you still had fun.